Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 5th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. A new regulation in Turkey places all online content providers under the oversight of the country's radio and television watchdog, RTUK. This will require all free and paid streaming services in the country to obtain a broadcast license and subject content to approval by the regulator. Content providers will have 30 days to adjust content to meet RTUK standards or face having licenses suspended for 3 months. However, the announcement of the regulations did not specify what exact standard content providers are expected to meet. These new regulations were originally approved by Turkey's parliament back in March 2018. Cloudflare terminated DDoS protection services to the forum website 8chan as of August 5th, according to a blog post by CEO Matthew Prince. Prince cited 8chan as inspiring recent mass shootings and stated, "We reluctantly tolerate content that we find reprehensible, but we draw the line at platforms that have demonstrated they directly inspire tragic events and are lawless by design." 2 years ago, the company made a similar move to stop services to the Daily Stormer. Prince has said Cloudflare will continue to engage with policymakers to help them understand and define remedies for sites that actively thwart or ignore the rule of law. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has joined the list of states' attorneys suing to block the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint, bringing the total number of states to 15. The merger has received approval from the Department of Justice and FCC, with provisions for transferring some prepaid service, infrastructure access, and spectrum to Dish. However, the objections of states' attorneys need to be resolved before the merger can occur. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is investigating an agreement between Amazon and Apple to sell Apple products directly on Amazon. As part of the deal, Amazon agreed to only allow Apple-authorized resellers to sell Apple products on Amazon, eliminating many small sellers of refurbished items. A Minnesota man named John Bumstead said he was contacted by a group of FTC officials who wanted to know how selling on Amazon and eBay worked and how being barred from selling on Apple products on Amazon had affected his business. Walmart's Flipkart reportedly plans to roll out a free streaming video service in India for Flipkart Plus loyalty members ahead of the Diwali shopping season. The service will not initially feature original content, instead licensing from Disney and Indian studios like Balaji Telefilms. Unlike Amazon, which costs 999 rupees annually in India, Flipkart Plus is a loyalty program members join by amassing super coins that are earned for every 100 rupees spent on the platform. Flipkart is the biggest online retailer in India and was acquired by Walmart in 2018 for $16 billion. The U.S. Department of Defense has delayed a decision to award a contract for the development of its Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, program. Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure are the last two bidders being considered to run the program, which will offer AI analysis and hosting of classified information, plus other services over a 10-year period. The contract will likely be worth more than $10 billion. U.S. Secretary of Defense Dr. Mark T. Esper took over the position July 23rd and wants to review the process. Secretary Esper has previously served as Secretary of the Army. Amazon had been expected to win the JEDI contract. It also has an existing contract with the CIA. Microsoft is expected to win the Defense Enterprise Office Solutions contract, which involves providing email, calendar, video calling, and other productivity tools to the U.S. military. Amazon updated the Alexa smartphone app to now give users the option to remove their recordings from being eligible for analysis from Amazon employees and contractors. Human review of recordings was not previously stated in Amazon's privacy policy. The app now includes the language, "With this setting on, your voice recordings may be used to develop new features and manually reviewed to help improve our services. Only an extremely small fraction of voice recordings are manually reviewed." Facebook confirmed it will rebrand Instagram and WhatsApp to Instagram from Facebook and WhatsApp from Facebook. The move follows similar rebrands of Workplace and Oculus. The new names will appear on Google Play and the Apple App Store, but will keep using the previous shorter names to appear under installed app icons. According to a Facebook spokesperson, "We want to be clear about the products and services that are part of Facebook." ZTE launched the Axon 10 Pro 5G, the first 5G phone for sale in China. The device features a 6.47-inch 1080p AMOLED display, three rear cameras with a 48-megapixel main sensor joined by a telephoto and wide-angle lenses, a Snapdragon 855 SoC, and a Qualcomm X50 5G modem starting at 4,999 yuan, that's about $720 US. 5G service isn't currently available in China, with TechCrunch reporting that China Mobile hopes to begin offering commercial 5G sometime in October, with plans to have 5G service in 50 cities by the end of 2019. And finally, Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing announced it has spun off its autonomous driving unit into an independent company. The unit was created in 2016, has over 200 employees in California and China, and has approval to test self-driving vehicles in California. The CEO of the new company is Zhang Bo, the CTO of Didi. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.